Blog Talk Radio.
MTM Worldwide Radio. It is December 22nd on a Friday morning. Welcome everybody to the show. I'm glad for all the people who are up and about on the holiday weekend. Of course, a lot of people are probably not at work, so I'm hoping that a whole bunch of people are listening today. 646-652-4479 is the number. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, MTM Worldwide Radio. And join the show, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. Today we're going to have an introduction of sorts. Lately I've been able to talk to new people within the industry in regards to entertainment. A few weeks ago had Cheryl A., an artist here in Atlanta. And today I'm going to be introducing actor and model Alakon Thomas. He is a serious man entering a serious business. The entertainment industry, of course, is not easy. So the fact that he is moving forward is important. For we're going to find out more about him as an actor and a model, find out why he's pursuing these goals, what specifically he wants to do, as well as what will make him different than his competition. So tune in, listen in, and call in. Again, the number is 646-652-4479. If you are online, the chat room is open. So if you're too shy to call in, you can always leave a note, and we will get to you. So let's go ahead and bring him in and see if we can get this interview started. Hey, Alakon, are you there?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Oh, good morning, man. How you doing? Good.
I'm well, thanks.
Yeah, good. And the reason I paused there is usually you would have an audience clapping for you, and I just forgot that I don't have that pulled up right now. So I gotta make sure I fix that next time we're on air. So I'll clap for you in the background here. So first and foremost, before we get started, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience. Let them know a little bit about you.
Hi, how you all doing? My name is Alakon Thomas, 27 years old, from Atlanta, Georgia, recently entering into the modeling industry, graduate from Savannah State, shout out HBCUs. I just love people, love everything. I'm just trying to get on the platform to share my wisdom and my knowledge, especially with the youth that's around. So I do that a lot now anyway as a special education teacher, a behavior analyst in the community. So I'm just trying to get a bigger platform, shall I say.
Okay. Well, definitely get that later in the interview, actually. First and foremost, you said Atlanta is where you're from. Where, what area, so people would know, all the folks in the A?
Man, I've been around some everywhere. I was born at Grady, lived off Triumph Circle, lived in Riverdale, Forest Park. But I kind of say I'm from Heron County because that's where I spent from 9th grade to 12th grade, where I currently reside at. So Heron County, I'm from the south side, pretty much.
All right. I know where Riverdale. I've been over there a little bit too. So let me ask you, as a young man, what was it like growing up for you here in Atlanta for the years that you grew up here?
As a young man, it depends on where you are. I kind of was in different environments, give or take. So you get to meet different people culturally. I know in Forest Park it was a lot of different cultures. You know, kind of Union City area, it was more African-American, us predominantly. So it's just different cultures. But for me, it was just fun, man, getting to meet a lot of different people. The moving was kind of hard sometimes, but being able to meet a lot of different people and the best part, I guess, of growing up.
Now, I remember you mentioned there was a point in time where you actually lived in a few other states. What states were those?
Oh, yeah, Kansas and Colorado. I lived in Kansas in seventh grade and Colorado in eighth grade. My dad's in the military, and I got the opportunity to go stay with him. Man, that was great. Colorado was one of the best places that I've been personally, so I kind of want to get back there,
mm-hmm.
honestly. If I get stable, definitely.
Okay.
That's a beautiful place, beautiful energy. I just love the state itself. I stayed in Colorado Springs, so it was very beautiful, right by the
Colorado
mountain.
Springs, okay. I've been in Breckenridge before, and I can relate to you to the point. I don't know about moving out there, but I wouldn't mind visiting every now and again because it's nice. It's different,
yeah.
And it's kind of hard to breathe a little bit sometimes where
yeah.
I was at, but because of the height and everything, we had a nerve that
yeah.
me and my brother were there. We tried to play basketball. We just didn't know, and that was an experience. But other than that, it was really cool. But So Colorado
yeah.
and Kansas and military, and of course here in Atlanta, a lot of people, you know, can relate to, you know, having families that were within military and moving back and forth. You got Warner Robins on one end and even Dobbins
yeah.
Air Force Base out near Marietta and Smyrna. Let me ask you this question. Family, you talk
yes,
about family a lot. Why is family important to you?
Family is important to me because growing up, I kind of realized that those are the only people that's going to be there for you. I know a lot of people, family structure is kind of different, but I guess I'm blessed, so to speak, to say that my family structure is very solid, it's very neat, and that's kind of what's instilled in us from a very early age is family, like take care of your family. I'm the oldest of five siblings, so I got a younger brothers and a younger sister, so I just kind of try to lead the path, and I make sure that, and then if I ever stumble or fall, I know that my big mom and my big dad, I have a good family structure. My dad, they're all kind of there to kind of help me along the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you personally have a family?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have a wonderful son who's 9 years old, full daughter who's 11 months, a wonderful woman, Shanette, who's birthed both of my kids, so I'm thankful for that.
Nice, nice, and that's a big deal because, again, make sure I politicize this a little bit. That's not the norm out there sometimes, and you do take for granted sometimes of how much different things are when you do have that within the household, things of that nature. One, of course, it's a lot less stress to a lot of points, and then of course, you know, if you sincerely, you know, care about that person, that makes it even better, right? Because with
yeah.
you know, television and the quote unquote entertainment industry, it makes things, the elements of what you would want, make it almost as if it's crazy, and it's not,
okay.
and it's a good
yeah.
thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's where that family, that tight knitness you mentioned, they use the word, that's a good word to use when it comes to that, because why would you want the opposite of that when it really gets down to it, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course, I don't think anybody
is
wants the opposite. Go ahead.
Oh, sir. Go, no, I'm sorry, go ahead and finish your thought.
No, I was just saying that I don't think anybody would want the opposite of that. And then if you don't, then just kind of find somebody or some people that's there for you that can kind of help you out. So it doesn't always have to be blood either, the tight-knit family structure also. So, but I have a lot of friends
Good
who
point.
Are not blood, but they're my family too. So.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Let me ask you this. Is there anything that you can remember going back to growing up phase that was a life-changing experience? Was there something that happened, an occurrence, or even a thought that now as you're older, you can remember that, you know, it was that point where things kind of changed for me?
I would probably have to say when I was in Forest Park between going into, like, fourth, fifth grade till middle school, I won a couple contests for writing. And then I got, I went to a couple different things. And then I was in a play, The Nutcracker. And then I was in a couple
That's
other,
right.
no, it was, no, actually I was the Tin Man. Cause they still mess with me about that today. I was the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. But after that,
oh,
I kind of
wow.
went out. I auditioned for a couple other things. One of them I did make, the other one I didn't, and then I kind of stopped after that. But looking back on it, those were the fun moments of my life, being able to just put on those costumes and act. And then I do improv growing a little bit older, like in high school, and I write a lot. So I just keep coming back to this whole spectrum, like whichever way I turn it comes back to it. So I gotta give it a shot.
So what would you say would be like the motivation? Like what is it that inside, because you mentioned the writing, you mentioned heck being the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz, like you said, nobody can forget that once you do that.
Yeah.
And so what is it about those things that make that you say would make it important for you to give it a shot, give it that try?
I would say it kind of stems from something internal, I would say, because it's kind of like how when I play football and things of that nature, it's just a release, I would say. It's something that's kind of natural, but it's just a way of me releasing and expressing myself. So I wanted to try to give it a shot and see if I could really do it as a way to release now since I'm not playing sports anymore, things of that nature. And then just a motivation to do great and be able to show my kids that anything is possible when you put your mind to it. So.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you this. Have you narrowed it down in regards to particular types of modeling or even with acting? Do you see yourself as a possible character actor or a dramatic actor or comedic actor? How far have you gotten to where, you know, you've narrowed down what you want to focus on?
My mind runs a mile a minute. Honestly, I go through so many different phases, but I think I would be more or less to a character actor. I want to expand and just kind of see where I fall into and which one feels more natural to me, I guess, or one that I feel is more, shall I say. But all of them,
okay,
I've looked at the research, so I'm just.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You kind of mentioned it earlier, but I want to make sure that the audience gets everything about you. What do you do secularly? What do you do for work?
Right now, I'm a special education teacher at Salem High School. I work with a caseload of kids. I'm an inclusion teacher, though, so I work with a co-teacher, and we work in a general ed setting. I kind of make sure and ensure that they get all their services, help them through any other things that they may need throughout the day, along with all the general ed kids. So, and I also am a behavior analyst. I work with kids with developmental disabilities, autism spectrum disorder, all of those things, to kind of get them functioning more socially appropriate.
That's pretty in depth there. What made you pursue that in particular once you got out of college? Savannah State, shout out.
It kind of started in college, honestly. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to do forensic science. That's what I kept talking about. I wanted to be a forensic scientist. But when I got to Savannah State, they didn't have the program. So I kind of was. The first year I just took the core courses and then kind of a couple extra classes here and there. Then I wanted to be a criminal justice major, and then I took a behavior analysis class. And once I took the intro class with a teacher, I just fell in love with behavior analysis. And then from there on, I just kind of changed my major from criminal justice to behavior analysis, and then I ended up getting a degree in behavior analysis and a concentration in psychology. But I have a lot of criminal justice courses also, but behavior analysis is kind of what made me fall in love with it. And then after I got out of school, I just wanted to continue to practice. I thought I had learned a lot from school. Savannah State prepared me very well for being in the field, because I transitioned effortlessly into being a behavior analyst, so it was
And I actually was having a conversation with a person the other day where the why of the importance of having the education for something in regards to a particular field. You just can't just make stuff up at a certain point. You got to be able to prove you know what you're talking about, and especially when it's in an in-depth field, and especially where you're going to be in front of people, and especially when you're going to actually be quote-unquote educating somebody, you got to know what you're doing. And you gave credit to Savannah State for actually doing a good job in getting you prepared. So, again, a lot of people, you know, take it lightly when it comes to school. I've always told people that once you start, you kind of are obligated to yourself to finish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just for the principle of it all, to put all that time in and then just kind of waste it is kind of, you know, foolish. You agree?
Yes, sir, I do. There was plenty of times I wanted to walk away from Savannah State and come back home to my family, come back home to my son, but I had to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate enough to be able to play football, too, so that kind of kept me, gave me motivation.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was going to ask you also then. How were you able to even, you know, in the midstream of doing all that, you still was taking care of family, you're still doing – how did you balance all of that while you were in school?
It was hard. I'm not going to lie. It was hard. It was a lot of long nights. I had a lot of help, though, again, a lot of support. My mom took in my son for my girl and I to be able to have an opportunity to get an education, which is kind of unheard of in a lot of situations, too. So, again, like I said, I thank them just as much as I can thank myself as far as my success right now or where I'm at in this point in life.
Excellent. Well, I want to do this. I need to take a break. Can you hang on with me about 5 more minutes?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
All right, cool. I'm going to take a break. We're going to play The Essence by producer Chris Pritham. We're going to come right back. We're going to finish up our great interview with Alakon Thomas. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Make sure if you are listening and you want to call in, and if you are at work, hey, go outside the door and get on the phone and call in, ask a question. 646-652-4479 is the number. Until then, we're going to be right back. Alakon, don't go nowhere, okay?
All right.
Hey, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and we are back live on the air on a Friday in the morning, which typically I don't do morning shows, of course, but this was a special show for me, getting to know some of the new people that are doing things in the industry. 646-652-4479. Again, if you're listening online, you want to chip in on the show, but you can't talk, chat room is open. Today we're talking to Alakon Thomas, based in Atlanta, GA. He has a degree from Savannah State University. He is pursuing modeling and acting. He's a busy man. We're going to get him on the air again. Here he is. How you doing so far, man?
I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for having me back.
Doing good. Doing good. All right. So we left off in regards to your work balance and things of that nature. So since you are, of course, serious with what you're doing, what are you looking to do in the future? Over the next 5 years or so, what do you think you're going to be able to accomplish with your with everything?
With everything collectively, I want to become an entrepreneur and own my own company, my own business. I have a couple of businesses now, LLCs, but I kind of want to get them off of the ground and get the funding and the backing and the notoriety to have these businesses be substantiated and be able to be not only for myself but for the generations to come. I want to be able to build generational wealth. I know I have a lot of friends who are very influential on that. We're very big on it. I just kind of want to set our stuff because we understand that we are so highly intelligent and enlightened, but we don't, not to say that it's our parents' fault, but generationally, African Americans are not able to pass down assets, pretty much. Not as far as businesses and homes and things of that nature. So we're kind of trying to work it collectively to keep pushing each other to do what we need to do to get everything done.
No, you make a good point. There's a couple of generations behind us to where, and I always use this as an example, the Raisin in the Sun book. And if you watch the movie with Sidney Poitier, you know, his father worked for 40 years laying bricks and all that kind of good stuff, and all he could leave was the work ethic, but nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Because of the, you know, where they lived and just how that period of time was and things of that nature. So, you know, getting into these times is more difficult, and you definitely have to be that person to say, okay, I got to take control of what's going to happen from now on in, and then be able to go from there. So that's really good. That you mentioned that, and that is possible because it's, you know, social media, the internet, everything like that, you know, it makes it possible for you to do a lot that you couldn't do, shoot, almost 10 years ago at this point, right?
Yes, sir. Everything is endlessly. This is right at your fingertips now, so the world is right there.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. What would you say to those who they feel that they have a lot going on, but they would like to pursue modeling and acting on a regular basis?
I'm kind of in the same boat that you're in. I say just go for it. I think everything kind of happens for a reason, and everything falls into place at the right time. And, I mean, the timing, like I heard Tyler Perry say, the timing is never going to be perfect. So you just have to kind of just go into it, go off your feelings, go with your gut, go with what you love, what you know, what you believe, what you can picture happening in the future. You have to visualize yourself being there. Like, I'm reading a lot of great books. I read Empires of the Mind, Millionaire Success Habits. Celestine Prophecy was a great book that changed my life. So it's just trying to take these principles and apply it and visualize it and let the universe bring me what I need and I think that that's a message that I can spread to other people that you can do as well, regardless of how busy you are. It'll be able to balance out, or the things that are not conducive will whittle themselves away, honestly. I've lost a couple of jobs or parted ways with a couple of jobs, and I'm like, why did I have to do this? Why did this happen? But it was always for a greater good. So it just kind of happened.
Well, first of all, reading is fundamental. I always tell people that. And the thing of it is like you said, there will never be a perfect time, you know, and, you know, everything is going to be an obstacle up to a point, but you can control whether or not it becomes an excuse or not, you know what I'm saying? And when it comes to, you know, time, there are 24 hours in a day still, and there's still 7 days a week, and nobody works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
There's even if it's 6.5 hours, I mean 6.5 days a week and 23 hours, somebody doesn't work all of it, right? So there's some time to do something. You just have to figure out how to put it together. So I've told people that forever. And some people do listen, some people don't. Let me ask you this, before we finish up. Social media wise, we talked about that a little bit. Are you on social media currently, and how can people find you as you start, you know, pursuing modeling and acting, and how will people get to start seeing you for the first time?
Oh, yeah, I am on social media. I'm on Facebook at Alekin Thomas, Instagram at Elevate, at Vibrate _ Elevate on Instagram, also on Snapchat, also at Conflicted with a K _ Gent. So, and then I also started a modeling page itself from my Instagram page, so that's what I'm in the process of doing now. So, yeah, we have to talk about that.
Nice. I got you. Well, one of those things is that at a certain point when someone says that they are serious about pursuing an angle of some sort, is that you have to be able to separate certain things. So if a person has that personal page, you know, for all friends and cool stuff like that. But then you say, okay, well, I'm going to start showing myself as this or that.
Yeah.
Then you got to be able to separate that. Otherwise, people at a certain point can't really take you that serious, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs that you would like to throw out there before we finish up?
No, I just want to shout out my family, all of my friends, everybody. You know, I love you. You know who I'm talking to.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate the time. I know it's early in the morning still and got a lot of stuff going on. I appreciate taking the time out to join the show today. I hope people appreciate just, you know, everything that you said in this interview, because I feel a lot of people can relate to you, you know, especially the young men that are out there. You know what I'm saying? You've done a lot in a relatively short period of time, and you were not stopping, of course. And I think a lot of people just need to hear that sometime to know that they're not alone, they're not by themselves in these things that they might want to do, and nothing is impossible, really. And it might take some time, but it's worth it at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you coming on and joining us. And hopefully next time we get you on the air, you'll be able to talk about that first modeling gig or that first acting opportunity or whatnot. We'll talk about it next time, okay?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Thank you for having me.
All right, man.
Too.
Will you take care? Oh, no problem.
Right.
Hopefully we'll have you again soon, okay?
All right, yes, sir. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. That was Alekin Thomas, everyone. Again, based here in the Atlanta area. He grew up here. Graduate, Savannah State. He's an educator. He's a family man. He has kids, you know. But that doesn't prevent him from doing some of the things that he wants to do. So, again, I appreciate him coming on, taking the time to interview with us. I will be on the air again soon. But, of course, this next couple of days, everybody's going to be kind of, you know, in the house and all that kind of good stuff. So might not hear from me for a while, but definitely visit blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide Radio, where you can hear all the shows that I've done. Follow the show on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and the other page, IMTM Worldwide, both on Instagram. And of course, visit my site, www.imtmworldwide.com. Till next time, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and enjoy the weekend.